Okay, Glenn, what we have now, the governor's office at Indianapolis has activated the Indiana National Guard, but only in six counties, and they are White, Warren, Clark, Washington, Jefferson, and Floyd County, several of those counties being in southern Indiana. State police in Jackson County, Indiana, have identified one of the victims from today's tornado, and the victim is 84-year-old Nimmy White of rural Cortland, and she was killed when the mobile home where she lived alone was destroyed by a twister. Eight persons have been treated at Jackson County Hospital so far, and extensive damage has been reported in the western part of Jackson County, Indiana. Apparently, we're not alone. Indiana and Kentucky, Georgia has been hit with tornadoes this afternoon and evening, but so far there have been no deaths reported there. Also, tornadoes in Tennessee, Illinois, and Ohio this afternoon, along with Kentucky and Indiana. I was taking calls for the last few minutes back in the newsroom, and I've talked to several people in parts of Jefferson County. And what I've been able to determine is what Dick Gilbert told us earlier, that the damage begins in Jefferson County around Standiford Field. West of there, Shively and those areas, there has been no damage. A lot of rain, there was some high winds, but very little damage. It's all east of Standiford Field in the path of the tornado. Also, several people I talked to on the phone still are not clear when we talk about the critical situation of water. And I think we should repeat that as much as possible. Some of the women I talked to said, oh, I was going to go ahead and do the laundry tonight. So that shows you that the people are still not really attuned to what this critical water situation is. The pumping station is out at Crescent Hill. We have only water supply for Metro Louisville, which would be in the reservoir at this time, and that's about 8 hours. And we had that information an hour ago or more, so we can say probably less than 8 hours of water is left at this time. And the city is asking anybody, industry and residential users, businesses, to curtail use of water tonight. If you don't have to use it, don't use it. If you've got a soft drink in the icebox, use that instead. And we may be able to make that 8 hours of water stretch for a full day, or at least until they can repair the damage at the Crescent Hill pumping station. Byron?
Chuck, an unusually silent partner here. He's usually not silent. Jeff Douglas has been patiently standing by and handling much more of the broadcast than we'd like to admit for us.
I don't know how he can do it. He's so used to talking at this time
Jeff,
of day.
Jeff, do you have something there? Seriously.
I just wanted to add that according to Monica's report that we heard just a few moments ago, and Chuck, I'm not sure you heard that, the officials are saying that it will probably be for tonight only. It's a serious situation, but people shouldn't think that or get the idea into their head that they should perhaps hoard water because there's going to be a long-range shortage of it. It isn't that way at all. It's just for tonight, so just cool it with the water usage tonight and don't think that you might have to store any up because that isn't the case at all.
Right. You people in the Louisville water system, it's a situation where we have the water, but we have difficulty in pumping it maybe. We will remind you folks in the central Kentucky area that you are still under a tornado warning. It will be in effect until 7:45 for persons in Boyle, Jessamine, Fayette, Madison, Clark, and Bourbon counties in Kentucky. A funnel cloud was seen around Danville about 6:40 and was moving northeast at 50 miles an hour. If threatening conditions are sighted, of course, you'll move to a place of safety and notify the nearest law enforcement agency or weather service. A tornado warning remaining in effect until 7:45 for persons in Boyle, Jessamine, Fayette, Madison, Clark, Bourbon counties in Kentucky. Now, in Frankfort, they are in the process now of mopping up after a storm that ripped through that city this afternoon. Exactly which part of the area was hit, we are not yet sure. Chuck, do you recall some of the conversation we had with Fred Welch, an eyewitness to the tornado as it came down the Kentucky River?
Well, he said an industrial park along the expressway was what he had seen hit.
I think he mentioned a motel, probably.
There was a motel along that way. And you are probably more familiar with it than I am. The river in that area is the Kentucky River, correct?
It's very right. It's very strange how the tornadoes that have been reported today have seemed to follow the rivers. Up in Indiana, the call we had from that area indicated that the Blue River was the scene of a tornado in which the tornado
that's
flipped
the first
back
call
and
we
forth.
Got.
Yes,
the
it
first
is.
First was from Milltown in It's on the edge of Harrison County in southern Indiana. That was the first report we had had of any tornado activity. From there, it skipped over to DePaul, where it damaged some mobile homes. And then, all of a sudden, in 30 minutes or so, the activity started in Jefferson County.
Chuck, the Coast Guard Reserve Louisville Port Security Unit is being called up and should meet at the Civil Defense Unit on Sharon Avenue in St. Matthews. Again, Coast Guard Reserve Louisville Port Security Unit. You are being called up and should meet at the Civil Defense Unit on Sharon Avenue in St. Matthews. For you Army National Guardsmen, the point to convene with the rest of the troops is at U.S. 42 in Pennington Lane. I hope by now you have gotten there and gotten away, because that was earlier. U.S. 42 in Pennington Lane, that was an alternate meeting spot, because the armory out around the fairground somewhere could not be reached, apparently, by road.
We might mention, now that we're on our nighttime coverage, which covers 44 states, that some people are probably waiting to hear the basketball game tonight.
Right.
And instead they're hearing us and wondering why. The Kentucky Colonels game, the playoff game, has been postponed at this point indefinitely, is what I understand, because of damage at Freedom Hall. Large pieces of the roof at Freedom Hall ripped off, fell into the floor, the playing floor. It'll be some time before they can repair that or find somewhere else to play the playoff game. And at this point, as Van Vance reports from Sports 84, who knows when the game might be played? Might not even make it this week.
Well, that's part of sports suspense. You know, Chuck, we didn't even get to the news this afternoon, what we normally call the news, and we had a good day here. I was in the process of preparing a newscast, and so were you when the storm suddenly hit. All right, Jack Fox, thank you very much. A tornado warning is in effect until 8:15 tonight for persons in Jefferson, Bullitt, Oldham, Henry, Shelby, and Spencer counties in Kentucky. And I really hate to put this bulletin on. This means simply that a new tornado warning, is in effect until 8:15 for us tonight in metropolitan Louisville. And this includes the counties of Jefferson, Bullitt, Oldham, Henry, Shelby, and Spencer counties in Kentucky. A pair of tornadoes were indicated by radar at 710, 15 miles south and 10 miles southeast of Standiford Airport in Louisville. These tornadoes would be moving to the east-northeast at about 50 miles an hour. Now again, this is a tornado warning. This means that tornadoes have been sighted. And it's from the National Weather Service in Louisville. A tornado warning is in effect until 8:15 tonight for persons in Jefferson, Bullitt, Oldham, Henry, Shelby, and Spencer counties in Kentucky. A pair of tornadoes were indicated by radar at 710, 15 miles south, and 10 miles southeast of Standiford Airport. The tornadoes would be moving to the east-northeast at about 50 miles per hour. I suppose that you have already heard at one time or another the rules for what to do when you see a tornado. Basically, they involve going to the strongest part of the home or building that you're in, a place where hopefully debris couldn't fall on you. If you're outdoors, then a place where debris couldn't blow into you. Now, repeating, a tornado warning is in effect again until 8:15 tonight for persons here in Jefferson, Bullitt, Oldham, Henry, Shelby, and Spencer counties in Kentucky. All right, Chuck Paddock, do you have something new?
Did he get the
Dave Reeves is standing by the phone from the Weather Service. It's been about 3 hours since we had this scene all over again. Dave, what can you tell us about the latest tornado warning for Metro Louisville and Jefferson County?
Well, we had two intense echoes on our radar about 10 miles south of Standiford Field here, moving eastward, and another one on in Bullitt County, and they were moving towards Shelby and Spencer, and so we put out a warning for Jefferson, Bullitt, Spencer and Shelby, Henry and Oldham. There has been one reported up in Pendleton County, and we put out a warning for four counties up there. This is all warnings up for the next hour, or the next 30 minutes anyway.
Can you tell anything about the intensity of the two tornadoes which would be moving into Jefferson County? Are they as intense as what we had 3 hours ago?
There's no way to tell. This one, I would say they aren't, because they're in the early stages. They're not as large, but they have the same shape that indicates they're quite severe.
than they are developing at this point.
Right. I mean, I can't. We're basing this warning on the fact that things have occurred and the atmosphere hasn't changed any. It's still in the same state it was, you know, 2 or 3 hours ago. And we're getting redevelopment of these thunderstorm cells, and they're taking on the same characteristics. So we have to put out, you know, warnings based on that.
At the rate they're traveling, how soon would they be in the Metro Louisville area? Can you give us an estimate?
I think this one is going to hit Metro Louisville. Matter of fact, I'm sure this one is. And this one is south of Standardford, about 10 miles, you see.
Okay, it'll pass through Jefferson County.
Well, extreme southern Jefferson County on into Shelby County. No, I don't. Metropolitan Louisville, or the city limits, well, the northern two-thirds of Jefferson County, I don't think, is affected by this warning.
Okay, strictly for southern Louisville and the counties east of here, right?
Right, right.
Okay, we'll check back with you in a while and see what the progress is on those two tornado sites.
That'd be fine.
Okay, thank you. Dave Reeves from the Weather Service. Byron?
All right, thank you, Chuck Paddock, and thank you, David. The gentleman who just came in, and I assume you've been outdoors, is Robin Logsdon of WHAS. Robin, how much of the area have you seen, and what have you seen?
I went out to Cherokee Park with my still camera to see what I could get out there. Cherokee Park really looks bad from the lookout point. If people are familiar with Cherokee Park, from lookout point looking toward I-65, all the trees look as though they've just been wiped out. They've been topped or uprooted. That's really sad. It looks like it's been bombed.
That was a beautiful area there.
Yeah, it's not anymore.
Did you go through any other sections of the city, Robin?
No, I really couldn't get around very well, to tell you the truth. So I just stayed out in that area and took photographs and reacted pretty much the same way most of the people out there did. It's like a wake. It's very sad.
What did you talk to any of the people who lost property? And
No, I didn't. I just, I guess, not being a newsman, just watching people and reacting myself. I talked to some county policemen who were in the same shape that most people in the automobiles were in. They were just touring that area and couldn't move very far.
Another good reason why none of us really, who don't have to be, should try to get out tonight, I would assume. Glenn Baston has Louisville Gas and Electric on the line.
Curtis Craig, Kurt, I'm sure you have fantastic problems with the electricity, but I think the thing that is probably of more concern to all of us than anything else is what is going on at the water company. Could you brief us on that?
Yes. The reason they don't have water is because they don't have electricity. The tornado took down a 69 kV line into the water company. Trees on top of all of this. It isn't going to be easy, but they are giving this the top priority. This is the number one project that we have right now. Incidentally, we have about 700 people on a job right now, and it'll go on for, it looks like, several days.
Well, what kind of time frame could you put on it, Curtis, as far as getting this thing back in operation? Could you do
you
that?
Mean the water company?
Yes.
We don't have a reading. We don't have know enough about it yet to give a timetable on the water company, but I will have to check back with you, but we're making every effort. We know that it's most important, and it's taking. We're giving it top priority.
All right. Now, give us some sort of idea of just what is affected electrically wise, and have we had any problems with gas service?
There were reports of gas service leaks in Brandenburg, and it's my understanding we've cut off the gas to the town of Brandenburg to prevent problems there. Now, there are a few reports around, of course. There are a number of homes flattened. And there are indications that there's some gas escaping. But the big damage, of course, is electric.
How far or how widespread is that?
Well, the damage would run from Brandenburg, must be 44 miles downstream from Louisville, and it'll go on up into through Jefferson County, through Louisville and Jefferson County, so it would be pretty widespread.
Curtis, as soon as you find out something on that water company situation, please let us know, will you?
I will. Now, you might check with the water company people whether they have a break in addition to that, you know, some other problem.
Right.
But I do know that we're going to make every effort to clear up our end of it in a hurry.
Fine. Thank you very much. Curtis Craig, Byron Crawford.
Glenn, Kentucky Highway Commissioner James Gray has just called out road crews in 8 counties.
I would like for the county maintenance crews in the following counties and to report to the county maintenance garage, the garages: Jefferson County, Bullitt County, Spencer County, Trimble County, Oldham County, Shelby County, Franklin County, and Henry County. I'd like for them to report to their garages immediately and be on a standby basis to receive calls from Frankfort, Kentucky.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner. That was Kentucky Highway Commissioner James Gray calling out road crews in eight counties. Again, those counties are in Jefferson, Bullitt, Spencer, Trimble, Oldham, Shelby, Franklin, and Henry counties. Road crews in those counties should go to the district garage and await further word from headquarters in Frankfort. Frankfort has been hard hit, apparently, at least part of the town, by a tornado that followed down the Kentucky River late today. Brandenburg apparently is in extreme difficulty, perhaps gas service having been cut off to Brandenburg, as Curtis Craig of LG&E just told us. I'll repeat this very quickly. A tornado warning is in effect until 8:15 tonight for persons in Jefferson, Bullitt, Oldham, Henry, Shelby, and Spencer counties. A pair of tornadoes were indicated by radar 10 minutes after 7. They were 15 miles south and 10 miles southeast of Stanford Airport at that time, at 7:10. The tornadoes would be moving to the east-northeast at 50 miles an hour. Glenn, do you have something new?
I'm just getting a report on the phone, Byron, that apparently the storm is about to move into the Highview section, the Outer Loop, and Old Shepherdsville Road, and we're told that the winds are beginning to pick up and it's getting very dark out there. So in that section, you might watch for another one of these heavy thunderstorms. May I point out again that they have requested that you limit just about everything. Travel, don't use water, please. Limit your use of the telephone. We might also add to those officials who are attempting to get information out that we are using the number that Milton Metz normally uses for general communication here on WHAS. That is 585-2385. And to those of you who are not in an official capacity, unless you have something specific to report to us, please do not tie up this number for us. Leave it open so that we can get communication from these officials. Bob Johnson?
I was just talking, Glenn, with an official from the fourth-class city of Jeffersontown. They are the only city which has its own independent waterworks, although they are dependent upon the Louisville Waterworks for their supply of water. And they say that they are down to about a 15-hour supply in Jeffersontown, so that they ask people in Jeffersontown to use only that water that is necessary and not use any more. I have also been in contact with John Ramsey, the assistant superintendent of the county schools, and he says that there are three schools that have been badly damaged. He says the Chenoweth Elementary School, which is on Brownsboro Road, just off Chenoweth Lane, was heavily damaged. The new Dunn Elementary School in the east end of the county was totally destroyed. The Audubon Elementary School, which is in the southern part of the community, South Central, was also extensively damaged, 60% to 70%, he said. And so he said it is almost certain that the students who attend Dunn, Chenoweth, and Audubon Elementaries will not have school tomorrow. They are going to meet this evening to determine what will be done for the rest of this term. In addition, he said that Ballard and Wagner are open for those people who need emergency shelter.
We have two schools open now.
Ballard and Wagner.
Ballard
he
and
says
Wagner.
That...
We only have one microphone operating right now, Chuck.
I have a third school which is open. Highland Junior High has been open to people for
that's
housing.
That's a city school. That's a distinction.
But Barrett is too badly damaged, they're saying, to send people there. Bob, go ahead if you've got something.
No, that is it. Just those two points. First of all, the lack of water in the Jeffersontown area, which is a community-wide problem, but they say they're down to 15 hours worth in Jeffersontown.
We were told, I've forgotten, Bob, maybe you recall, our original information from the water company, was it something like 8 hours citywide or something of that nature? We're not getting close enough to the microphone, right, Jeff? Anyhow, we apparently had some problem out there. We talked to Curtis Craig just a few minutes ago, and he tells us that he cannot put a time on when they're going to get this electrical problem cleared up
right
out there. Please, folks, conserve this water. We don't know how.
They also ask that you not hoard it. That it's it will create as much of a problem if you start filling your bathtubs and your sinks with water as it will if you use it excessively. The idea is to leave it where it is for as long as possible. And this is what they ask.
Have you had any indication, Bob,
of anything going on around the state that we may not be aware of. I know you've been spending a considerable amount of time in the heart of our operation back in the newsroom.
The only thing that I know is that this storm system has devastated portions of Kentucky, southern Ohio, and Indiana, that it is extremely widespread. We are more or less in the middle of it, and it would seem that most of the fatalities that have been reported thus far have been, what we would say, 50 miles to the north and 50 miles to the south of Louisville. But there have been fatalities reported as far to the south as Bowling Green and as far to the north as Lafayette, Indiana, which is a spread of about 500 miles or more.
Oh, Bob and Glenn and Chuck, if I may interrupt, I have Monica Kaufman here on the line who has an important update for us. Monica?
Yes.
Yes, I've got you on.
Okay, I'm over at the Civil Defense Headquarters, and the county judge, Todd Hollenbeck, has just announced that a curfew begins starting now.
This simply means that you folks who might be listening in the area should not, above all, don't panic, but certainly try to locate a safe place, like a basement corner or the strongest part of your home, and a point in the house where hopefully, or the building where you won't be hit by debris should the storm hit your area. Glenn, do you have something new?
Well, I have a report on what has been happening over in Frankfort from a listener, Don Van. Don, our indications earlier was that Frankfort has indeed been hard hit in some sections and that they needed all the assistance they could get. What is your view?
Yes, sir. The eastern portion of the city has been basically flattened. That's in the Jet area. We lost service stations, several trailers overturned. There's roughly 17 people injured at this time. They're trying to dig out from under the debris. They have the area cordoned off, of course, so no one can get in. We were coming through. And they stated that they didn't know how many injuries they would have, but we have help from Shelbyville, Shelby County, Franklin County, Woodford, and a couple other areas, and with ambulances, and it's a steady stream to the hospital.
Okay. Don, thank you for the call from Frankfort.
Yes, sir.
That's what the situation's like in Frankfort, fellas. We're now at about 23 minutes before 8 o'clock. I am told that all members of headquarters and headquarters battalion of the strike over on the typewriter. The 5th Target Acquisition Division should report immediately to the armory at Mutual. This from the Adjutant General in Frankfort. Please do so immediately.
Okay, Glenn, Byron Crawford is here, and he was going to talk a little bit more about the curfew. But in all of this, talking about the curfew and the severe weather which is coming in, we did have the story a few minutes ago, and from our understanding, it is accurate. At least 3 dead so far in the Louisville area, 14 dead across the state of Kentucky from tornadoes this afternoon so far. 2 of the dead were taken to General Hospital. 1 of the deaths reported in the St. Matthews area. Byron?
Chuck, as we move closer to perhaps some more storm activity in Jefferson County, we should repeat that a tornado warning is in effect until 8:15 for persons in Jefferson, Bullitt, Oldham, Henry, Shelby, and Spencer counties in Kentucky. 2 tornadoes were sighted by radar 15 miles south and 10 miles southeast of Stanford Airport a little after 7 o'clock, and they were moving to the east-northeast at 50 miles an hour. Again, to repeat, there is a curfew from 7:30, and it's already in effect for Louisville and Jefferson County, which means that if you don't have any business out on the streets of Louisville, official business, then you shouldn't be on the streets. And if you are, and the police have reason to question you, there is at least a possibility that you could be arrested if you have no business being out. And believe me, it's to your good.
Apparently, we've had some calls about something that was said about Hamburg, Indiana. Apparently, the situation there was a snafu somewhere. They have not had serious weather in that area, so we should alert all the people who were concerned. Apparently, something was said.
So yes, Jeff, these things are moving so erratically that even the Weather Service, as good a job as it's been doing, is having an extremely hard time pinpointing exactly where the strong cell activity is, and so sometimes they give the nearest town that one would recognize. Now, I understand that we have a report now from a spokesman in Senator Marlo Cook's office, and could we have that report at this time?
Well, first of all, we immediately notified the White House and immediately got in touch with the Federal Disaster Assistance Administration of the HUD. Mr. Tom Dunn notified us that he would proceed immediately to garner together a team from Atlanta in the southern region to fly into Louisville either tonight or in the morning to make an analysis from Breckinridge County and Meade County and the Louisville area and the Jefferson County area so that a complete evaluation could be made in preparation for any action that's taken by the state administration so that we can move immediately to get whatever assistance is within federal programs into the area as soon as possible. We have been in touch with the mayor's office in Louisville, with the county judge's office. We have talked to Judge Stinnett in Breckinridge County, and we have been keeping in touch with all of the public officials in the area concerned, attempting to get an evaluation, and have been on the line with the emergency preparedness office, giving them an up-to-date evaluation of the damage just as soon as we can get it here.
We indicated a few minutes ago that was a spokesman from Senator Marlo Cook's office. That was Senator Marlo Cook himself saying that he's been in touch with the White House, has asked for, and is expecting an emergency preparedness team to come to this area, to Kentucky, to find out what can be done and to expedite matters in the wake of the tornadoes that were suffered in the Breckinridge County areas, the Louisville area, and apparently the Frankfort area. Now, we are still under a tornado warning in Jefferson County, as well as in Bullitt County, Oldham, Henry, Shelby, and Spencer counties in Kentucky. Glenn Baston is speaking now with Judge Todd Hollenbach's office. We'll try to update you on the weather situation as it stands right now from the Weather Service after Glenn finishes his report.
Well, City Hall seems to have been made headquarters for coordinating all the activities in and around metropolitan Louisville, particularly on the south side of the river. That is where the Civil Defense Office is located. And we are told that Judge Hollenbach is in a meeting at the moment. Someone in the mayor's office there at City Hall is attempting to locate the judge for us so that we can get some sort of detailed information on this curfew situation. We are told that there has been a curfew placed on Jefferson County. It will be in effect throughout the night. We're trying to get Judge Hollenbach on the phone, and as soon as possible, we'll get some detailed explanation from him. Again, let us point out some of these do's and don'ts. They're mostly don'ts, I guess. Don't use water unless it's absolutely necessary. We have some difficulty at the water pumping station. They do not have electricity there, and it's giving us all kinds of problems. So please don't use water unless you absolutely have to. If you are stuck somewhere in traffic or on one of our major highways, please pull your vehicle off to the side of the road so that these emergency vehicles that must get through can do so. The telephones, they're still having some difficulty with those because we have a considerable amount of people or a number of people attempting to make calls to various locations. This has jammed switchboards and jammed equipment at the telephone company. So please, unless that is absolutely necessary, do not make telephone calls. We will try to keep you briefed on everything that's happening around the area. While we're waiting for someone to round up Judge Hollenbach for us, let's check again with Byron Crawford, who's talking, I think, with the Weather Service now.
Yes, Glenn, we have Dave Reeves, who has been of immeasurable help to us this afternoon at the Weather Service. Dave?
Yes.
Go ahead and get your information, because that's what we want. We were aware that we're under a tornado warning in this county and surrounding counties. Now, what about those two tornadoes that were sighted earlier?
Okay. Well, the two that we were watching when we put out this latest warning for southern Jefferson County, one of these echoes is now about 25 miles almost due east of Louisville. And one is about, that's in Shelby County. And the other one is now about 35 to 37 miles northeast of, and when I say, I'm speaking from Stanford Field now, miles from Stanford Field. So you're, those two echoes are now in, one's in either Henry or Owen County, and the other one's in Shelby County. So the threat to Louisville and Jefferson County at the present time is over.
All right, but now what about the people in the counties you mentioned, like Owen and Henry and Shelby counties?
Well, the people in Spencer, Shelby, Henry, Franklin, and Owen County should be on the alert. Maybe even people in Henry and Owen County take shelter if they have any, and people in the central and eastern part of Shelby County should be on the alert.
Okay.
These are two very strong radar echoes, and I'm sure it's a severe thunderstorm. It may not be kicking out a funnel at the present time.
Meantime, Dave, do you see anything else on the screen that would indicate problems for any of us in the immediate area here?
Not for the next, say, 30 minutes or so. We still have a cold front west of us that's in the extreme western part of Kentucky. And until this cold front moves through here sometime late tonight or in the morning, we're going to be subject to a thunderstorm. We have the western two-thirds of the state of Kentucky under a tornado watch, and that's valid for another 3 hours.
All right, Dave Reeves of the Weather Service, many thanks.
All right, sir.
And we'll be in touch with you later.
Fine.
Thank you.
All right, Glenn.
I'm not exactly sure what happened, but while you were talking with Dave Reeves of the Weather Service, we got some information from Officer Renfro telling us that there is about to be some difficulty apparently in the Okolona area, Robin. It appears that there is another storm headed that way, a funnel cloud. Phyllis Knight, what do you have there?
Just that a funnel cloud has been sighted on Preston going north, which would be toward Audubon Park area.
Okay, so this would indicate that those of you in that area should prepare to take cover. Now, if you don't have a basement, the thing we are told you should do is find what would appear to be the safest spot in your home. Get by a wall, an inside wall, something of this nature. If you have a piece of heavy furniture, a heavy table, or something like that, please get under this heavy table. But those of you in that area, please take caution. We're told in the Okolona area there is apparently another storm headed our way. Unfortunately, another storm headed our way, in addition to all of those that we've had throughout the day. I think we have some information from Louisville police officer, Officer Renfro, that we'll be getting to in just a moment. All right, Chuck. Why don't you do that, please?
At this point, since we do have threatening conditions in Metro Louisville and much of the area, I'm going to go over the tornado safety rules, which tell you what to do when you take cover and where to go. Seek inside shelter, preferably in a tornado cellar, basement, or steel-framed or reinforced concrete building of substantial construction. Stay away from windows. In homes, the corner of the basement toward the southwest is usually the safest corner. People in houses without basements will receive some protection by taking cover under furniture, such as a table, or against an inside wall. In office buildings, stand an interior hallway and on a lower floor, if possible, or the basement. In factories, upon receiving the tornado warning, which we have in effect at this point, post a lookout. Workers should be prepared to move to the safest section of the plant, the strongest section of the plant, when possible. Jeff Douglas, do you have Officer Renfro ready to talk about the storm, which is in the Okolona area?
This is Officer Renson, Louisville Division of Police Public Information Office. All citizens in the area of Okolona and McNeely Lake area are advised to take immediate cover. Schools have been opened and available for those not having cover. We repeat again, persons in the Okolona and McNeely Lake area are requested to take cover immediately.
Once again, we'll repeat some of the things you can do. If you're in an open area right now in that area and you see the tornado, move at right angles to the path of the tornado. If there's no time to escape from the high winds, lie down flat in the nearest depression, in a ditch or a ravine. If you're in a house with a basement, go to the basement. Southwest corner is the best place to go. However, if you don't have a basement, then you'll receive some kind of protection by staying in an interior wall, away from windows, and underneath some kind of a heavy piece of furniture. Glenn?